This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back. 721. In a minute, we're going to have a very important report from a fine physician. But first, Ava's here. Ava, would you end our first question and go to our second?
I can do that. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you, the Delaware Valley, for 22 years of support. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. The Eagles finished as the number one seed in the NFC and got a first-round bye. How do you feel about them? 73% glass half full.
Hey, that wow. is not true.
That's Philadelphia?
That is not. No.
Yes. Yes.
Where
no.
are we?
Yeah. Glass half full.
All right. Find out how many actually watched the game.
All right.
Because there's no damn way they watched the fourth quarter and they had a half full
I'm
glass.
I'm just saying.
Unless there was something in that glass of a potent nature.
Well, that's why they feel that way today.
Like they got some of your favorite drink, nice tequila.
Yeah.
All right. Ava Graham, second question.
What is the biggest weakness of the 14-3 Eagles this season? Offense, defense, special teams, coaching.
Coaching. Jonesy.
Coaching.
Barrett.
Coaching, 100%.
Wow, he loved that one. Rhea.
Coaching.
Ava.
Coaching.
It's not good. The coach will be on at 9, I'm sure.
Don't
sure,
share the results with
sure him. Sure, he'll be thrilled to hear that. Rhea Hughes, would you please introduce this fine Novacare physician?
One of our favorites, Dr. Mark Schwartz, orthopedic surgeon with Burlington County Orthopedic Specialist in Mount Laurel, co-director of Virtua Health Sports Medicine Program, chief of orthopedics and surgery at Virtua Memorial Hospital. For more information about Dr. Schwartz, go to burlingtoncountyortho.com.
Dr. Schwartz, welcome to our show this morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so, Doc, you were at the game, and I know you were studying closely the form of Jalen Hurts. Did he appear constricted to you? Did it appear he was in some distress?
Couldn't tell that, but the things I was looking for were his velocity and his accuracy. And I don't think he's 100% with those two things yet, but that might have been partially the way they designed the game plan for him also.
All right, Doc, all we could say for sure is they called it a sprained shoulder. Were they taking a risk at furthering the injury by playing him before it was fully healed?
Well, my understanding was his injury is a sprain to the sternoclavicular joint, and what that really is we very commonly hear acromioclavicular or AC joint,
yeah,
where the collarbone meets the very end of the shoulder outside. This is the opposite end. This is where the clavicle meets the breastbone, the sternum.
All right.
It's a much less common injury. The good news is that this was really diagnosed more or less with an MRI, which means it's probably a grade 1 or maybe grade 1 plus, which is probably a mild to moderate sprain. The good news is that these generally heal in about anywhere from, you know, about 6 weeks. So we're about 4 weeks into this.
Yep.
The most important thing was they did not re-injure it and take another blow. But they can be painful for up to 8 weeks. They will affect mostly motions where he's coming across his shoulder as if he's thrown across his body. That's where you're going to get the pain from.
All right, but, Doc, let's just say your time frame is right. It's 4 weeks in since the injury. Assuming you did not injure it any further yesterday, can we expect that 2 weeks from now when they play, he will be further along and in far less pain than he was in yesterday?
Absolutely. And sometimes with these particular injuries, they some athletes do get a numbing injection to kind of decrease the pain that they may be getting at the for a game. That would be a last resort. Hopefully he won't have to resort to it, getting it numbed up. But it appears to be a stable injury. You just don't want to convert a mild or moderate sprain to a complete tear. But I think by the time that we are at weeks 5 or 6 of the post-injury, I think it's safe to say that for the most part, this should be about at least 85% to 90% healed anatomically.
That's good news. All right. The other one, and man, these numbers, on when Lane Johnson's there, the Eagles are just a much better team than when he is not. He is going to attempt to play 2 weeks from now in the first playoff game, Doc, but we know only that he has an abdominal tear and he will have been off for a little over a month. What's your read on that? Is he going to be close to 100%, or how's he going to do that?
No, this unfortunately, as opposed to Jalen's injury, is a bird of a different feather. This lower abdominal tear is really a core muscle tear. It's in the category of sports hernias. His particular muscle, in my understanding, is he tore his adductor muscle, ADDUCTOR. And what that muscle is, it connects your pubic bone to your inner thigh bone.
Ouch.
So it's almost, some people would even call it a groin tear. But basically, the core muscles are very, very important in the ability to anchor yourself, to generate power, and that all starts from the core. And you know, this is the type of injury that if you don't get surgery right away, you can still play, but you're going to, I don't know how effective he will be. We all know that something like, I think he took on 972 sacks this year and gave up, out of 972 snaps, he didn't give up one sack or no hits to Jalen. So the question is, you can only assume that the defense on the other side is going to be focusing in on the right side to really be testing him out. He's probably going to have surgery off-season, but time will tell how effective Lane is. It is a more debilitating injury, particularly for a lineman, especially for a tackle, where you really need your core muscles to generate power and anchoring.
Doc, do you understand that you, an elite physician, offered us a football stat in the middle of that Keith Jones did not know? You have more football knowledge than Keith Jones.
I'm a fan first and the doctor second.
Well, you're awesome. Doctor, thank you so much. Hopefully they'll be able to get a lot out of both of these guys in the playoffs. Doctor, you're great. Thank you.
Go Birds.
And thank you.